For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. It is impossible for perfection to be achieved on this earth. All are born with faults that could prevent us from spending eternity with God. Last week, Pastor Holland examined the justification that we can receive through Christ's sacrifice on the cross. It is only through His atoning blood that our sins may be cleansed and we can spend eternity in heaven with Christ. Join us now as Pastor Holland returns to Book of Romans for the conclusion of his two-part series entitled, The Blessings of Justification.
The second thing we notice this morning is we have access to Him. I like verse 2. Notice with me, we have access by faith into His grace. I want you to understand one thing today. Everything we do is based on faith. I've never seen God visibly. I've never heard God audibly. I've never experienced a God in a real and personal way physically. But by faith, I have experienced Him spiritually through the pages and the preaching and the presentation of Jesus as He's given to us through His Word. The first thing I want you to notice is the basis of our access. How do you access God? Well, the Bible said, first of all, we have access by faith. We have access by grace through faith. In Ephesians 2:18, for through Him we have access by one Spirit unto the Father. We have gained access by faith into His grace wherein we stand. Grace is God's riches to us. Grace is unsought. Grace is undeserved. Grace is unconditional. It's the love of God toward us. Grace is God pursuing us until He found us and persevering with us afterwards. You know, people talk about they found the Lord. Man, you didn't find Him. He never was lost. But I tell you, He found me. And because of it, we have access by faith. By faith, we believe that God will grant us through His sovereign wisdom. He deems us to be appropriate to what we have. Our loving Heavenly Father will not let us have everything we want, but He will, and He does promise to give us all our needs according to His riches and glory. I believe today the base of our access is to know God. The Apostle Paul said that I may know Him, the power of His resurrection, fellowship of His suffering. I know people today say, well, you know, preacher, I don't need church to be a Christian. I don't believe going to church saves anybody. But I believe if a person is saved, they ought to want to go to church. There's a lot of people who profess Christ, but they know very little about what I'm talking about this morning because they do not avail themselves of the opportunity of the basis of our access to God. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. I believe we ought to try to access God every day that we live. I believe you ought to do daily devotions. I believe you ought to pray. I believe you ought to seek God's will and seek God's face in everything that you do. But I believe that it helps us when we come to the house of God, open the Word of God, begin to read the Word of God, and understand the access we have to Him. Understanding is by faith in Him that God will supply our needs. God will answer our prayer. God will heal those that He heals according to His will. God will supply our needs according to His riches and glory. It's through that that we find that we have access to Him. And then we notice the boldness of our approach in the matter of access. In Hebrews 4:16, the Bible said, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Friend, today you and I can enter in boldly to the throne of grace. Today, He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Friend, today the access that we have to God, He tells us that it is through faith, but He also tells us that we can come boldly. I wonder today if we might understand the fact that because Jesus Christ shed His blood, we now are able literally to go into the Holy of Holies. I'm grateful that people will pray for me from time to time, and I encourage people to pray for me, and I hope people will continue to pray for me. But I want you to know today, I don't have to go to a man to get forgiveness. I want you to know that when Jesus Christ died and provided the atonement, He opened up the door of access, and He said that we can come boldly to the throne of grace in order that we might obtain mercy. Sometimes people have the false idea that the preacher can do things for them that they cannot do for themselves. I would like to think today that I would want my prayer life to be strong enough to be able to help people in their time of need. But friend, I want you to know today not a single person in this building that is saved by the grace of God does not have the same access to God that I have. God will listen to you just as He will listen to me. He's the sovereign King of the universe. And I believe today we need to understand the importance of prayer. And I believe today there's a lot of folks that literally refuse to take and to do what they need to do in exercising the blessing that we have of access to God. How many of you have spent some time in prayer this morning before you come to church? I'm not talking about the blessing for your breakfast, but I'm talking about prayer. I like that song that says, "How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? How long has it been since you accessed God? How long has it been since you asked God for something?" I'm reminded of a Bible verse in James that says, "We have not because we ask not." And even when we do ask, sometimes we ask in order that we might consume it upon our own lust. I believe today what we need to understand is what God has done for us and what He will do. I'm grateful for His atonement. His atonement is the blessing of me being justified. Had Jesus not shed His blood, the atonement would not have been made, and I would still be lost in my sin. Not only do I have the blessing of the atonement, but I have the blessing of access to God. God said, "I've saved you, and so now you can access me at any time." Hi. When you talk to Him, you never get a recording that says, "I'm sorry, but we're on vacation." No, when you access God, you can do it 24/7. Every day, every minute of the day, you can come boldly to the throne of grace in order that you might obtain mercy in the sight of God. And friend, today God would love nothing more than to meet your needs and give you what you need in your life. The third thing, and lastly, we see the blessing of assurance. The latter part of verse 2, I've already read it. Let me read the last part again. "We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." It's a confident assurance. It says here in this verse, "We have access by faith into this grace wherein we" what? "Stand." I stand in God's grace. Though Psalmist said, he reached down and he lifted me up out of the miry pit and he set my feet upon a rock. And he established my goings. Ever since the day that God justified me, I am standing on the grace of God that He's empowered and given me. We're not saved by grace and preserved by our efforts. We're saved by grace throughout all eternity. Justification pertains to our standing. Sanctification is a word that pertains to our state. As children of the King, we can enter into God's presence. How? By grace. Peace with God takes care of the past. He no longer holds our sins against us. Access to God takes care of our present. We can come to Him at any time, any place, any hour of the day, and we have confident assurance that God will hear and answer our prayer. No matter how bad the things get around us, no matter what happens in the world before us, God's still on the throne, and God still knows every need that we have in our life. I like it. Somebody said, "Did it ever occur to you that nothing's ever occurred to God?" God knows it all, and it's a confident assurance. Listen, folks, today I have total access to God in knowing that He is able, and I have the assurance that He'll hear me and meet my need. And then we have not only a confident assurance, but a celebrating assurance. Because we've been justified by faith, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Now, that takes care of the future. Atonement takes care of our past sin. Access takes care of our living now, the now and then. But then we find the assurance, the rejoicing in the hope of the glory takes care of our future. One day we will stand in His glory. I was talking to a man yesterday He was talking about certain things that happened to bring up some things that happened in my life, some tragic things. And he made a statement to me. He said, there's just a lot of things I don't understand. And friend, today there's a lot of things I don't understand. And I used to say, maybe, we get to heaven, we'll understand. You know what? I believe when we get to heaven, it really ain't going to make no difference whether we understand or not. Being in the presence and the glory of our Lord and Savior. I've heard people say, boy, when I get to heaven, I got a lot of questions I'm going to ask Him. Bless your heart. You probably won't even remember no questions you have because you'll stand in amazement of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how He could love you, a sinner condemned, unclean. Friend, today His righteousness and His glory. Our boast is in the grace of God, not what we've done, but what He's done. I love these words that Fanny Crosby wrote. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy and whispers of love. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Friend, today the benefits of being justified by faith, the atoning work of Jesus Christ declared us righteous because we were not able to declare ourselves righteous. God gave us access. The veil of the temple was rent in twain. We no longer have to go through the priest, but we come boldly to the throne of grace that we might have obtain mercy and help in the time of need. And then we have the assurance that one day we're going to be with Him in glory. I look forward to seeing, and I believe we will see our loved ones who have gone on before. I believe that. But I don't believe that's going to be the most significant thing. But I believe we're going to stand in awe as we stand before God who one day declared us righteous. Friend, today, not a single person in this building deserves to go to heaven. I tell people if they're in the jail or if they're in the YDC, I tell them I was just as condemned as they were. It makes no difference that maybe I've not done some of the things they did. Maybe I've not got into trouble that they got into, but I was a sinner just like they were. And friend, it's not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to His mercy, He saves us and gives us eternal life. Our Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for the privilege and the opportunity that we have to stand today justified, declared righteous. Lord, if You was to come back today, I'd have no problem standing before You. Not because I've been good. Not because I pastored for 30-something years. But because one day, by faith, I trusted You as my personal Savior. And Lord, You declared me righteous. Lord, when You look down now, You don't see my sin, but You see Your blood, the atoning work of God. Thank You today that we have access through You and to You. Just have Your will and way, guide and direct, we pray. And we'll thank You for what You do in Jesus' name. Amen.
None of us deserve eternity in heaven. The Bible teaches that our righteousness is as filthy rags. Christ's sacrifice on the cross provided justification for those filthy rags that we might spend eternity with Him. Christian, are you proclaiming this message of atonement? Have you accepted the blessing of salvation so that you may be justified through Christ? Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792.
We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.